dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Aren't
you glad it's just a podcast?
Welcome not only to our little show, but welcome to the holiday shopping season. Gets earlier every year, doesn't it? It's going to be a great one this year, and we've got a great show for you today, too. Okay, let's get to it. Our friend, Mr. Michael Turley, who is CEO of Zephyr Foods, he's back on the podcast with us this week. Very excited to speak to him because Michael actually just got back from 2019 Expo East, and we're going to be talking with him about what he saw that's new for the season and what's coming up in 2020. Also going to get an update on Zephyr Foods' one-source ground beef, what they've been hearing from consumers, and a lot of other surprises. Please stay with us. It's all coming up next.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
As I mentioned before the break, Michael Turley is back with us, CEO of Zephyr Foods. Michael, thank you so much for being back with us.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Let's jump right into it. So for anyone who may be learning about Zephyr Foods for the very first time, give us just a little bit of background about how you all came together and the food that your company offers.
Sure. So we're still the three original founders today, myself and the two partners, Kevin and Milo. We all worked at Tyson at one point. Milo and I worked together at Advanced Food Company many years ago. And we just have an appreciation for each other on a friendship level, but a professional level, and also have complementary skill sets. Kevin is our everything sales guy. Milo is everything product management and logistics, customer service. So we both having a shared vision for what we could be as a company or the kind of company we'd want to build, but also how we want to take care of customers, the type of products that we want to develop. It was just a natural fit for the three of us to get together. And that was about 18 months ago. So today, we just got back from kind of the official launch party of our first product. What we're offering is a one-source ground beef product. Very excited about that. And really, we didn't set out to have this be our first product. The fact that it is, the product itself kind of really embodies what we're about. And it's about transparency, it's about the highest quality possible, and it's about bringing consumers solutions to questions or problems that they might have.
And then on the One Source, one of the reasons that we're excited to have you here is because we want to offer congratulations, Zephyr Foods One Source Ground Beef. You're actually a finalist this year for the Nexty Award and the only Arkansas company chosen out of 400 applicants. What was that experience like for your company?
You know, that's been really exciting. We were excited about the product. We felt like it was the right product at the right time, and all the consumer trends and research told us that that's where we were at. But to have an outside entity and panelists from all over the industry, both within food and without, to choose this as one of the finalists and only three protein-based companies told us that we were on the right track.
Let's go into One Source a little bit, just kind of on your experience and what you saw. Why is this, you know, so important for today's consumer?
Well, first and foremost, customers today want to know where their food came from. And so for us, the traceability is a key component of that. And the primary characteristic of this product is, unlike conventional ground beef that you buy at the grocery store today, our ground beef is traceable to a single animal. So the consumer doesn't have to worry about where in the world it came from. They know that our package came from a single animal and an animal that was born and raised in the U.S.
And we were talking a little bit about this before, but part of the success that your company has seen is how you're really staying in tune with those consumer needs and also the current food trends. Let's talk about what you saw at the big event last week. What are some of those big trends that may have surprised you?
Yeah, you know, because of the excitement around our product, unlike previous years when I've gone to trade shows, I didn't veer very far from our booth, so I didn't get to walk, you know, all the square footage, but it was really unmistakable some of the things you saw just coming and going from the exhibit halls. First and foremost was the prevalence of CBD. Man, everything from water to protein snacks to pork rinds, I mean, it just unbelievable the amount of things that are featuring CBD.
Do you have any samples of CBD pork rinds? That's the first I've heard of that. That's going to be very big in my household.
Yeah, no, unfortunately not. But that was just remarkable to me to see that. You know, the other were all the breadth of companies that are focusing on their ingredients, which is a big thing for us. And, you know, probably the call-outs there were seeing things you might not expect, like Red Bull was there touting their new product line with natural ingredients. And even Tide was there talking about focusing on natural ingredients. And I think overall, overarching learning from that is just seeing, certainly the consumer, that's what they want, but seeing the move by the largest companies in the world really focusing on what's in their products.
That's, you know, I think last time we visited, we kind of talked about how generational that was in that, you know, the new consumer is more concerned about what's in their product. Kind of aside from those ingredients, are there any other things that you're seeing coming down the line in the next couple of years as far as consumer demand that any food supplier needs to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, going back, my first answer would be CBD and the prevalence of that across all categories of products. So obviously we don't know a lot other than kind of what you see and hear, and this hasn't been around long enough, I don't think, for us to understand. We're not going to rush to included in our products, particularly this product has a single ingredient, but the CBD is certainly an unmistakable trend. But I think also the traceability and the sourcing of ingredients. Again, whether you're a big CPG company or Tide, we never used to look at ingredient statements on those kind of consumables. And people are more concerned about that than ever. And I think that's not a fad. I think that's definitely the trend and what we can expect in the future.
Let's get back to Zephyr Foods for a second. What is going to be next for One Source?
Yeah, so now that this one's launched, we can go back to a couple of other projects that we kind of put on hold to wrestle this to the ground and get it done to launch in time for Expo East. We're really excited about a line of all-natural sausages. Again, on the higher end, traceable ingredients, short ingredient statement, kind of made the old-fashioned way. We've been sampling these in the community over the past couple of months, and the response has been pretty fantastic. So we're excited to get those in a box and get those launched. And the other thing, and we talked about this in the last pod, is getting back to finishing up our kosher project. That has continued to elevate us as a real need across the country, higher-end branded kosher protein. And so that'll be the next thing after the sausages that you'll see from us. Beyond that, we're focused on meat, and that's where we are right now. We certainly don't expect that's going to be the case. We're building a food company, but looking for those same opportunities. You know, where are there opportunities for a company to serve a need of the customer that wants a higher-end product, you know, better ingredients, better nutrition? Then that's where we're going to go.
And then finally, when are we going to see some One Source on the store shelves? Very excited about this one.
Yeah. So today you can get it on our website in Northwest Arkansas. We're really excited. This actually just confirmed this yesterday. So very timely. We're going to launch with Easy Bins on October 6th. So customers will be able to get it delivered 7 days a week, wake up and be on your porch. So we're really excited from that partnership. Beyond that, we're a week away from the trade show, so being responsive to the distributors and the retailers that we talk to that are excited about our product. So hopefully here very, very soon, we'll be on retailer shelves too.
Outstanding. Well, we look forward to watching the product grow and hope to visit with you again. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.